Angie Kennedy went along to a men's shed to see how it is providing a friendly place for men to work and chat together. Here she is.
Many a man loves his shed, a little space of his own where he can work, potter, sit and ponder. But the problem with a place to yourself is that it can sometimes get a little lonely. Every so often, it might be nice to be able to discuss a project or a problem with another fellow, or to share a chat or a few memories over a mug of tea. Well, this is part of the thinking behind the brilliant Men's Shed movement. Community spaces for men to connect, converse and create. 10 years ago, there were only 30 men's sheds across the UK. Today, there are some 600, and one of the newest is in Broadland. Terry Ambridge is a trustee, treasurer, and the self-labelled General Dog's Body at the Brundle and Blowfield District Men's Shed, which was set up in October last year. He explains his own reason for getting involved with the scheme. For me, it started with the second lockdown. The first lockdown was different. We enjoyed it in a way, but the second I found a bit of a struggle as we were stuck inside. I had a garage, and when I tidied it up a few times, I was then scratching my head for what else to do. Then I heard that there were rumours of a men's shed starting in Brundle, so I went along to a meeting about it. There were five of us, all looking sheepish about being there, but wanting to do something for us and for the other men out there. The group decided to have a go at making it work. They registered as a charity to be able to apply for grants, and they found Norfolk County Council and Broadland District Council were very supportive. We found a couple of organisations that have been really helpful. Better Together Norfolk, a wellbeing service, and Voluntary Norfolk, who helped us to write our constitution, plus the National Men's Shed Association that helped with advice, says Terry. But the main thing was to get premises, especially if you have no money to pay for rents. And that's where we've been so fortunate. Broom Boats has kindly given us access to an empty boat shed. Our community project has dovetailed perfectly with them, and everything we do is with their support. We're right on the River Yare. Not everyone wants to get involved in the workshop, but they can come along and have a cup of tea and a chat. The concept is really simple. Men go to their shed, spend some time there, have a coffee and listen to the radio, but that's very solitary. And when you haven't got people to talk to, it's easy to start to turn inwards. We're the opposite, sharing skills, knowledge and conversation. When we're doing something in the workshop, we're standing shoulder to shoulder. The men may be making, for instance, a garden gate, but they're also having company, opening up a conversation with someone. They make stuff, bring their own projects if they want to, and do things for the community, like building flower boxes or bird boxes. This Broadland Men's Shed took over the keys to the boat shed early this year, and now it's got about 12 men coming along every week, with many more making contact and expressing an interest. Broom has donated some wood for the men to use, and the group was also given a collection of tools. Projects are underway, including building a community library box for the old library woods at Rosary Road in Norwich, plus mending a trailer and restoring an old tricycle. Terry says, "We just want the men to turn up, enjoy the day and the experience, with no pressure on them or expectation. If you have a skill, you can share it. But if not, as long as you're kind and want to help, you will be welcome."
Thank you, Angie. I'm sure Derek and Terry will be down there right away.